Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You're tuned in to Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., John Heyman, and Cody Decker.
John, we got a few house cleaning notes to talk about. I'm sure you saw the Pirates get no hit and still find a way to win a game against the Reds yesterday. It just seems like the Reds, they are destined to struggle all season long.
The poor Reds, I mean, they find a way almost every day. It's really unreal. We were not expecting this. I mean, I thought they would, you know, we know they had the fire sale, but we thought they'd be better than the Pirates and the Orioles and a few other teams, but they are clearly the worst team right now.
Yeah, and in their defense, they've actually 6-4 in their last 10 games, so they've played better, but this is as tough. I think this is the worst way you could possibly lose a game. Hunter Green goes out, pitches the best, at least, game of his short career so far, and gives up nothing along with the rest of the staff, and they still find a way to lose the game. The other big news, John, is Albert Pujols. I never thought in my lifetime I would ever have said this, but Albert Pujols pitched in a game last night in a blowout win over the Giants last night. That was pretty crazy to see.
Well, it was certainly entertaining. So I give the Cardinals credit for entertainment value. I thought it was interesting on the broadcast. They mentioned that the new manager, who's younger than Pujols, obviously, yeah. And Wainwright and Molina as well, Ali Mormol, is staying in his house. And, you know, I think at this point he probably had to do whatever Pujols told him to do anyway. But, you know, if you're renting the house and getting a good deal from Pujols, probably, which is not a slum house. It's probably a fairly nice house. I'm guessing. I don't know. You know, you probably have to do whatever he says. And he wanted a pitch, so you know, it should be okay. We've seen this happen before. The only time that it really didn't work out was when Jose Canseco pitched for the Red Sox and hurt himself.
Yeah, but that
other
was
than
bad.
That. Been entertainment, which is good, which is what we're in the business of.
Yeah, we definitely are. He also put himself on a very short list, him and Babe Ruth, of guys with 600 home runs and have pitched in a game. It's he just continues to go along. Well, let's get into some.
Babe Ruth was a little bit better at the pitching.
No, I think that's safe to say. Yeah. Let's get into some real baseball stuff. Let's start with the National League. Obviously, the Mets are setting the pace in the National League East. However, they did lose their first series of the year to the Seattle Mariners. Mariners hadn't been playing that well coming in, but they take 2 or 3 from the Mets. A little bit of eye-opening.
Yeah, good for the Mariners. I mean, I had them as a playoff team. I'm not feeling too confident about that. I did go to 2 out of those 3 games, and you know, I was very impressed by Kirby, the young pitcher from Rye, New York. Yeah. Looks very good. In fact, I know that some of the Mets people thought that was going to be the toughest game, and that was the actual game that they did win. So, you know, baseball not very predictable. I also ran into Steve Cohen, the owner of the team, and, you know, just making polite conversation. I noted to him, this was before the game, that they had not lost a series yet, and he, you know what his answer was? Predictably, he said, I'd like to sweep one of these days. So
he wants more.
That's what bosses are like. You know, But yeah. He's been terrific. I mean, he's been a terrific owner for the players. They love him. For the media, obviously, he's out there on Twitter. And certainly, I'm sure that the front office has got to love him, too, with that $290 million. We'll see if he's over that $290 million. That's the magic mark. Some people have him at $291. Some people say $286. But I have a feeling when they get to that trade deadline and they start loading up some more players, they're going to fly past that $290.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to see this roster that's already super talented adding more talent. But you just know by the way Steve Cohen talks, they're going to add talent should they if they need to at the break. The other thing, you said you were at two of the three games. Tell us a little bit about the whole Jesse Winker and his relationship with with Mets fans.
Well, you know, you got to say this about Mets fans. They're interested. You know, I had even forgotten. This was 3 years ago when Winker had hit a big home run. He made a nice sliding catch. And I guess the Met fans were giving him some grief, and he kind of like gave him a sarcastic wave. You know, 3 years ago, they did not forget. He's getting like the Pete Rose treatment. I mean, we're not talking about Pete Rose here. You know, we're talking about a regular guy who did not beat up their shortstop, or he didn't take any swing at Lindor as Rose did with Bud Harrelson. You know, it's quite something to see the amount of booing this poor guy is getting. But you know what? He said he loved it. So it's good he's got the personality for
credit. That's we need – that's what baseball needs. They need these type of back and forth. And it's within, you know, the boundaries. Nobody's going, you know, beyond it. And it's fun for everybody to kind of see. J.C. Winker certainly has the right mindset for it.
Yeah, I'm with you. The personality is a great thing. We saw that with that. If you watched the game last night, Harrison Bader mic'd up. That's a guy with a personality. We had him on MLB Now. And he's certainly a very confident young man. He was kind of disputing what Tim Kirchin said, that he had said that he has the best bling in the game. He said he was the best dressed. It was a minor distinction, but in any case, you know, he's out there. And, you know, he also even said that he's won some gold gloves. Now it's time that he win a silver slugger. He did mention he's got a ways to go before he gets the silver slugger. So he knows where he stands. But I like to see that kind of personality kind of out there guy.
I love the confidence. And he rightfully so. My man can go. He's in my opinion, the best defensive center fielder in baseball.
Wow, because right we got some good ones.
He can go get it. For sure, Phillies, interesting team. They're keeping it at 5.5. They're chasing the Mets right now. All of a sudden, their bats have started to heat up. They did it in a huge way, almost sweeping the Los Angeles Dodgers in LA. That's how good this Philly team is going right now. But Bryce Harper is not playing outfield. He's probably going to have to be DH the rest of the year. UCL, a torn UCL. How are they going to manage this in? You know, I personally don't think this is that big a deal as long as you have somebody that can defensively play and write. Because I think it would be a bigger deal if you lost his bat. But seems like he can swing pretty fine. I saw him swing the bat very well in that Dodgers series. I mean, how are they going to manage this?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The reason he got the $330 million contract is generally because of the bat. Now, he is a pretty decent outfielder, but you don't get paid $330 million for that. So that's clearly where the value is with Bryce Harper. But, you know, and their hitting is outstanding, as we expected it to be. I mean, Castellanos and Schwarber, terrific hitters as well, who they just picked up for a combined $179 million. Harper already has two MVPs, not even 30 years old. I mean, he's been famous since he's 15, and he went from, I think, kind of maybe you could say even at least over-publicized, maybe not overrated. I don't want to say that, but over-publicized to where he's almost underrated at this point. He leads the league, tied for the league lead in home runs, tied for the league in doubles. Naturally, if you have those two covered, you lead the league in extra base hits again. So he led the league last year. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the game. So it's great that he can still hit. However, and I think Castellanos is okay in the outfield. I don't think he's the worst outfielder I've ever seen, but I mean, this team is not good defensively, and to lose, you know, basically one of two or three average or better defenders, I think that's raises a red flag with the Phillies again. I mean, you know, this is a team that's going to have trouble defending, and, you know, I mean, obviously Realmuto is very good, but, you know, defensively, they're not going to be good. And I do think their starting pitching is really good. Their hitting is good. They should be better than 500. Right now they're hovering there, but they've been around 500 forever. It just feels like they're always underachieving. And, you know, there's a little pressure on Girardi, I would say, at this point, because they better be over 500. With all the money they spent, and well, and they spent it well. Harper's been really good.
Yeah.
Wheeler's been good. Castellanos and Schwarber just got there, but they're doing what you'd expect them to do. You know, I think there's pressure on Girardi. They better at least, they don't make the playoffs, they better get close. And by close, I mean even closer than last year.
Yeah, no, listen, the Philly team is extremely talented. Defensively, they lack. And it just seems like, you know, as you said, the big pieces are all working just fine. It seems to be kind of the glue pieces that haven't quite come together. It'll be interesting to see if the defense will cost them in a big way. Because certainly, it's interesting. I can't believe that we can even say that. I never thought there would be a time where we would say Bryce Harper is underrated, but he is underrated. I've seen him since the time he came into the league. You wouldn't have been able to tell me that early on, but he's become very consistent. You know what you're going to get from Bryce, and I always feel like that's like the ultimate thing a team wants. Let's talk a little bit about, and you know, I hate doing the MVP talk here in May, but you know, it's kind of what we got to do. In the American League, in the National League, I don't think there is anybody's close to my man Manny Machado right now. I think he would be, if there was an MVP right now, he'd be at the top of the list. And listen, Ohtani's having another phenomenal season. His teammate is also having a good season as well. I mean, how do you see that right now, the MVP talk?
Yeah, first I'll say in the National League, I'm with you. Machado's clearly the leader at this point. He's been the best of anybody in baseball, offensively, defensively, everything. Great story in the Times about, I didn't realize he was a master chess player as well. Yeah, give Scott Miller some props there. Give him a very nice story. But he's clearly the leader. I will say, I mean, Arenado has turned his game around and is awfully good this year. And we talked about Harper as well. It is interesting that the big names have really come to the fore. I do kind of think that the deadening of the ball has made it so that not everybody's hitting home runs now.
And how about that, John?
Great players are the great players. So I think that's one of the positives. What do you think about that? I think that's one of the positives that, you know, you guys now have roles. Not your ninth place hitter, who's a sometimes second baseman, is not going to pop one out opposite way now. You know, it's the stars that teams are going to depend on.
Listen.
And I like it. I think that's a positive. One negative that I think people around baseball will say is it's made the Yankees even better because, you know, you got Judge and Stanton, you know, their 450-foot shots are now 425. They still go out. Whereas, you know, you have your average player, which at 400, it's now 380. It's an iffy whether it goes out. So I think that's the number one reason why the Yankees are so much better than I thought, but a lot of people.
In terms of the Yankees, and we'll get to the Yankees here in a sec, it is a piece of that, but let's not forget that Judge and Stanton have been healthy all season long so far. That is also a reason why those two guys, they're swinging the bat so well, consistent at bats, not in and out of the lineup.